Hello, everyone. Welcome to the podcast Soul Synergy Experience. Today, I would like to bring some ideas around the difference between expectation and vision. I was reflecting about what expectation brings as a result, how it affects us, how it influences us, and how we can transform expectation into vision, or how we can allow ourselves to release expectation and embody our soul's vision. Expectation is something that puts us in a position of powerlessness, because when we expect, we wait for something to happen, or we have a rigid idea about what is the right thing to do or how things should be. And that creates a lot of internal conflict, because the external will never correspond to an expectation, because an expectation is an illusion of the ego. And vision, it's something that comes in form of a guidance. When we receive a vision, we receive a form of illumination. It's a connection, it's a communication with our higher self, our wisdom, our soul. It's just remember the moments where you had an insight, or you had a creative idea, you had an impulse to do something, and that created some sense of excitement. It was even magical. A changing perspective is a vision, a changing mindset. Because every time we have a changing perspective, we shift our awareness from fear to joy, or we shift our awareness from limitation and lack to what's possible, or abundance. When we feel blocked, or when we are, you know, attached to some specific ideas about the self, we expect people to behave in certain ways. We expect life to bring us certain things. And when people don't behave in ways we expect, or when life doesn't bring what we want, we feel very frustrated. And then we end up attaching ourselves to the sense of frustration, and we respond to life and people and situations from this frustration. So expectation is something that we acquire at early age. I think expectation is a type of conditioning of the mind. Every time we are holding on to expectation, we are holding on to ideas that we borrow from others. It's not actually authentic from us. And in this process of releasing expectation and welcoming vision, welcoming the vision of the soul, we are in the process of letting go of old mind programming, old subconscious programming, old ideas about the self, old ways of being, and becoming open to connect with that inner guidance that has a broader perspective, that can see things from a higher perspective and can actually guide us in this process of making decisions that are based on love, that are based on joy, rather than decisions that are based on fear. When we are, you know, operating through expectation, we are not actually being active in this process of co-creating with existence. We want everything ready, right? We want things to come like a box that you unwrap, like a gift that you unwrap. But the thing is, we are the creators of the gift, and life itself is a gift. But the thing is, when we want to receive things ready, we are, you know, taking our responsibility out of the dance. We are not actually being fully present in the dance. We want the dance to happen, but we don't want to dance. So it's a contradiction. There is an inner contradiction there. So you are asking right now, all right? I got it. I understand what you mean about how expectation can affect me. So how can I turn? How can I transform? How can I live my life and in a way that I am in alignment with the vision of my soul, with that true path? How can I live my life in alignment with my true path? Ask questions to your subconscious mind. Ask questions to your higher self and start to play with the language of the unconscious mind. Hypnosis is a wonderful tool that can help us access answers from within. When you are in a relaxed state of mind, when you are in this state of trance, you bypass the critical factor of the mind and you tap into your creative intelligence. You tap into your soul's wisdom. And then you gain clarity. You gain vision. And when you gain vision, the only thing you have to do is to follow it. And when you follow it, it feels good. It feels right. When we are not following our vision, when we are not following our soul's vision, our truth, it feels tight. It feels weird. Feels daunting. Because the path of following our soul's vision is a path that creates inner expansion. What I'm saying here is that the more we get in contact with that center of wisdom, that inner guidance, the more we can sustain and maintain this sense of inner peace. Because this is what we are talking about. We are talking about inner peace. When we are operating through expectation, we are constantly pointing the fingers, right? We are pointing out error. We are pointing out error. We see error in others. We attack. We believe in the conflict, or we believe in the illusion of separation. And the more we, you know, so recently I was talking to a friend, and this person was sharing some stories about his personal life, his family issues. And I brought the idea that what will happen in his life when he simply drop the expectation of how people will behave, when he just let go of the need to control other people's behavior. When we are trying to control other people's behavior, when we are trying to make people to listen to us, when we are trying too hard, we are actually, you know, going against our purpose. Our only purpose is to be a channel for the light, to be a conduit for the light. We don't need to try to control what other people are doing. We don't need to try to tell them what they should do. The only thing we are responsible for is for how we respond and how we take care of ourselves. When we take care of ourselves, we are taking care of everyone else. Sometimes by trying to take care of others, we deny our own needs. We deny our need for safety. We deny our need for play because we expect a specific outcome. What happens when we release expectation? We move with grace. Because if we are in alignment with our soul's vision, we will be always moving with grace. Our thinking, our actions, they will lead us to experience grace. But when we are attached to expectations, we are attached to the word of form. We are attached to the word of form. When we are attached to the word of form, we are attached to specific configurations. We are attached to colors, shapes, names, labels. And all of this are actually, all of these forms, they are meaningless. They don't actually represent the truth about who we truly are. And they don't actually represent the truth of who other people are. But when we are operating through expectation, we are engaging with the word of form. And I know that this might sound very metaphysical, or maybe to some people might be very confusing, because, okay, but how, if I detach myself from the world of form, where am I going to live? I'm going to live in the cave. I'm going to lose contact. I will lose contact with the word. I will have no friends. I will have no job. You can live anywhere you want. Anywhere you are growing, as long as you are growing, as long as you are supporting your inner peace, and your, as long as you are, your actions and your thinking, they are, you know, opening the channels for you to communicate with divine awareness, then it doesn't matter. So you can do anything. You can work in any job. You can live in the cave. You can live in the city. But as long as you are constantly aware of what you are choosing to think, of what you are choosing to do, as long as you are doing this inner work, you will be moved towards the right path. You are going to be move towards receiving vision, and you will gain insights and insights and insights. A wonderful way to receive vision, to gain insight, is through journaling, asking questions, right? When I'm doing private sessions, I guide my clients into this process of connecting and asking questions to their soul. And my clients usually, when they start doing journaling, they gain so much wisdom and so much knowledge from their soul that they truly leave behind some old ideas and false images that are no longer serving them. Today, I just posted a new hypnosis audio on my website. This hypnosis is a hypnosis to help you gain clarity, gain clear vision, gain a clear vision from the soul. And I suggest that if you are in a process of releasing self-doubt, releasing fear, releasing confusion, I highly suggest that you download this hypnosis audio and do this hypnosis for 21 days. And while you're doing this hypnosis, I want you to journal about the images that you are receiving from this practice, the insights, the messages that you are receiving. And I'm pretty sure that in 21 days, something will change. Deep transformation will happen. If you are really seeking to see the truth, if you are really committed to make changes and move towards what your soul is calling, move towards your deepest aspirations. If you do this practice, you will gain some transformation. You will gain clarity. You will tap into your inner wisdom. How can we know? How do we know when we are in alignment with our vision, with our soul's vision? When we are in alignment, from my perspective, first of all, I believe that we are in a process of integrity with ourselves. We are respecting ourselves. We listen to our bodies. We listen to our needs. And because we nurture ourselves, it becomes easier to create. And I think that when we are in alignment with our soul's vision, we are in tune with our creativity, we are with our creative self. And again, our creativity can be expressed in different ways and different forms. Form is meaningless. But we are powerful creators. When we are in expectation, we are not creating anything. We are just reproducing. We are just repeating patterns. When we are in alignment with our soul's vision, we are creating. We are co-creating. We are taking action. We are being proactive, or we are being, we are expressing how we feel. We are being authentic. We are taking risks. We are doing things differently. We are open. We are open to explore. We are open to new experiences. And life has some freshness. When we are in connection with our soul's vision, there is some freshness. You know, there is some freshness. We have a smile in our eyes. There is a smile. There is a sense of purpose. There is a sense, there is vitality as well. There is vitality. And this vitality influences how we behave, influences our choices. And at some point, what I feel is that when we are in alignment with our soul's vision, everyone around benefits, because everyone around feel the same allowance to do the same, to connect with themselves, right? When we are not in alignment, when we are not in tune with our soul's vision, we don't connect with others on a deeper level, and we don't actually allow that flow, you know, that joyful flow, that creative flow, and then we get stuck, right? We get stuck in our own thinking patterns. We get stuck in our own imagination, because imagination can be good and or bad sometimes, you know. So the subconscious mind can have two sides. We can work with the subconscious, but what I've been presenting to my clients, what I've been inviting you to do, you, my listener, I've been inviting you to connect with your superconscious mind, which is whole and complete. Your soul, that aspect of you that is eternal, and it is already connected with the whole. You know, that spark that contains so much knowledge and wisdom should be honored. You know, it should be honored. And sometimes people say, but how can I honor my soul? How can I get in contact? First, I started to say, give yourself more validation. Give yourself more validation. You know, we don't give ourselves validation. I had a client that she said, oh, I have this idea to create this business and I feel so excited. But then I feel that I don't have enough to make it. I feel that I'm not good enough, or I feel easily frustrated about things. What happens is that we expect something from outside. We expect someone to save us, to say, no, you're good, no, go. And sometimes the only person that is blocking us, the only person that is actually preventing us from shining, from expanding, is ourselves. The only person that is blocking, it's ourselves. So giving yourself validation, you know, I love going swimming. I love going to waterfalls, you know, and if I feed this, I become better. I become happier. If I nurture myself, if I give myself validation, I love painting, you know, and I've been learning, and sometimes I do things that, you know, I don't like. But if every time I paint a painting that is bad and I start saying horrible things about myself and I keep judging myself, I start judging myself, which I do. But then I suddenly cut that thinking. I cut that thought and I turn that to a positive thing. I am learning. I'm learning, okay? How can I improve that? But most of the times when we are put into expectation, we are We are just invalidating ourselves constantly. And because we invalidate ourselves, we invalidate others. So it's just, you know, it's a pattern. So I invite you to start to pay attention. If you are supporting yourself, if you are supporting your joy, if you are supporting your dreams, and if you are honoring, you know, if you are honoring, if you are, okay, let me sit with it. I had an idea. Can I sit with it? Can I take notes? Can I share that with someone that I trust? How can I expand that? Or if you are just having ideas and just forgetting about them and then numbing yourself because you are so anxious about your ideas that you don't have that strength to, you know, stay there and sit with your ideas and explore more what they want to tell you, what are their messages, right? My invitation is that, you know, there are different ways in which we can connect, that different ways in which we can receive vision, you know, dreams. But today, I invite you to go to my website, lukami.com, and find the audio, the hypnosis audio, and do that for 21 days and let me know how that goes. I hope you enjoy this show. If you like it, please feel free to subscribe and leave a review. I appreciate if you leave a review. And see you next time.